welcome to the first episode of Debate Update. This is the show for 10-199, and we will be hopefully doing this on a regular basis, but this is our premiere episode. We will be talking about the results of the debate tournament from this week, some news, and we'll have a brief discussion of the issues pertaining to the topic at the end. I'd first like to start with the UNI. The University of Northern Iowa case results from this week.
That was a big tournament.
That was a big tournament. It was a huge tournament to start at the beginning of the year, and the results show that. They have a wide pool from across the country in two divisions, JV and Open. In JV, let's start with the Speaker Awards. In 10th place from the University of Missouri, Kansas City, was Justin White. In 9th place from Johnson County Community College was Corin Mosiak. In 8th place from Kansas was James Walsh. In 7th place from University of Missouri, Kansas City, was Brooke Galley. In 6th place from Emporia State was Kristen Whitehair. From John Carroll, in 5th place, we had Brandy Clouston. In 4th place from John Carroll, we had Jen Bozeman. In 3rd place from Emporia State again, we had S.J. Moore. And in 2nd place from Emporia yet again, we had Curtis Shepard. And the top speaker at this year's University of Northern Iowa Junior Varsity Tournament was James Blevins of Wyoming. Now, the out-rounds at the University of Northern Iowa broke to quarters, and in those quarter rounds, Emporia HM defeated Kansas BW, Emporia SW defeated UMKC MP, Wyoming BD defeated UMKC RR, and UMKC GG advanced over UMKC KW. One quick note about how we're giving the results. Right now, we're giving the results only as we got them off of eDebate, off of the internet, as we could scour them. We're giving the initials because that's what the tournament directors gave to us. We'll make an attempt later in the year to try to give names for those. However, as of now, we're providing the results we can. Let's move on with the tournament. In semis of the University of Northern Iowa tournament, Emporia HM defeated UMKC GG, and Emporia SW defeated Wyoming BD. Finally, in the finals, Emporia HM met Emporia SW and closed out the tournament. Freedom for Emporia at this point in the year.
Way to go, Emporia.
Yep, congratulations. There was also an open division at the University of Northern Iowa.
A huge open division,
and though we won't normally give 20 speakers, I think in this case it's justified given the size of the division. And 20th from the University of Iowa was Jason Peterson, and 19th from Emory University was Mike Horowitz, and 18th from Michigan was Chris Pudlecki, and 17th place from Wake Forest was Jared Atchison, and 16th place also from Wake Forest was Cyclone Guppy, and 15th place from Emory was John Paul Lupo, and 14th place from Gonzaga was Aaron Mobert-Jones, and 13th place, Kamal Valley of Emory, and 12th place, Grant McKeon from Kansas. Andy Ryan took 11th place from the University of Iowa. John Raines, the 4th from Emory, began the top 10. Gabe Scanepio from Michigan was number 9. Mike Eber from Kansas was number 8. Ryan Ferracino from Northwestern was number 7. And Ryan Ferracino's last tournament, and we will mention that in the news section. We'll talk about the impact that had. In 6th place from Emory was Larry Heffman. In 5th place from Emory was Stephen Bailey. In 4th place from University of Southern Cal was Roger Stetson. In 3rd place from Gonzaga was Casey Kelly. In 2nd place from Emory was Jeff McNabb. And the top speaker at this year's University of Northern Iowa tournament was Brian Ray from Kentucky.
Congratulations, Brian. It's a great achievement.
Yeah. We'll start the division with octos and open, or octafinals and open. They broke to double finals and double octafinals, and you'll be able to find those results on our webpage in our news section under the broadcast center. In octos, let's begin. Berkeley HL defeated Emory HM. Kansas EM defeated Kentucky HK. Michigan State PS defeated Texas EG. Iowa LR over Wake FL. Michigan State DM over Iowa MR. UMKC BC defeated Emory CR. Northwestern JS defeated Emory CG. Emory HL defeated Kentucky JR. Now, in quarters, Emory HL defeated Berkeley HL. Kansas EM defeated Northwestern JS. Ryan Ferracino in the last round. Michigan PS defeated UMKC BC. Iowa LR defeated Michigan State. We have no code on them. Iowa LR defeated Emory HL. Kansas EM defeated Michigan PS. And in this year's final round of the UNI tournament, Kansas EM defeated Iowa LR. Now, you have the results from the South Carolina early bird in round robin?
I do. Hi, I'm Alfred C. Snyder, and I'll be your Ed McMahon, I guess, on these shows, Andy.
All right.
And I'm excited about having our first broadcast. And I was doing the tabulation for the South Carolina round robin and the early bird, and here are the results. In the national round robin tournament, 16 teams debated over a period of 2 days. Here's what happened. Alabama, Pfister, and Gordon defeated in the semis Emory, Harkin, and Goldstein, 3-0. In the other semi, there was an Emory in each semi, you notice. Emory, Chase, and Raines were on the affirmative, and they defeated University of Southern California, Herder, and Herder by a 2-1 decision. This set up the final round between Emory, CR, on the negative, and Alabama, PG, on the affirmative. It was a 3-0 decision for Emory, and that final round will soon be available on the broadcast page at Debate Central. Top speakers at the round robin, number 5 was Adam Herder from Southern Cal, number 4 was Rachel Saloom from West Georgia, number 3 was Adam Goldstein from Emory, number 2 was Damon Pfister from Alabama, and the top speaker completing her comeback to debate in triumphal form was Sarah Holbrook from West Georgia. The Early Bird Tournament, the 9th annual Early Bird, took place the very next day, and here's what happened. In the octafinal round, West Georgia, Holbrook, and Saloom defeated Emory, Hammond, and Clough on a 2-1 decision. University of Vermont, Snyder, and Morgan defeated Georgetown, Faraquay, and Wenban by a 2-1 decision. Emory, Doshi, and Valley met Emory, Katzdorf, and Albert, and no debate took place. Southern California, Herder, and Herder defeated Georgia, Quinn, and Power on a 3-0 decision. Arizona State, McCreadis and Scarb defeated Georgia State, Kelly and Horsley, 2-1. Alabama, Pfister and Gordon were 3-0 winners over the University of Georgia, Stein and Westwood. Alabama, Carroll and Lambert were 3-0 winners over Georgetown, Whips and Gregert. And rounding out the octafinal debates, Emory, Goldstein and Raines met Emory, Marvani and Goodrich, and the higher-seeded team advanced. In the quarters, it was West Georgia SH affirmative against Vermont MS, and it was a 2-1 decision for West Georgia in what was, Zompetti said, was one of the most moving debates he's ever seen. In the other quarterfinal round, Southern California, the Herder brothers defeated Emory DG 2-1. Arizona State MS was the winner on the negative over Alabama PG in close 2-1 decision. And in the other quarter, Emory GR was 3-0 winner over Alabama CL. In the semis, it was Southern California Herder and Herder. They called themselves Domination 2-1 over West Georgia SH. And Arizona State MS on the affirmative defeated Emory GR 2-1. That set up the final round between University of Southern California HH and Arizona State MS, as it was a West Coast final out in South Carolina, and it was a 3-0 decision for the Trojans from Southern Cal. And that final round will also be available soon on Debate Central at the broadcast page. Check it out. Here's the top 10 speakers for the South Carolina Early Bird. Holbrook from West Georgia was 10th. Lambert from Alabama was 9th. In 8th, it was Raines from Emory. 7th, Jordan Herder from Southern Cal. 6th is Wenban from Georgetown. 5, Scarb from Arizona State. 4, Pfister from Alabama. 3rd place speaker was Adam Herder from University of Southern California. 2nd speaker, Dolly from Emory. And the top speaker at the round robin was Rachel Saloom from West Georgia. They also had a JV division there. It wasn't all that big, but this is how it came out. The 5th place JV speaker was Dykes from Mercer. The 4th place JV speaker is Abu Said from Richmond. 3rd was Folio from Georgetown. 2nd was Patel from South Carolina, go Ankit. And the top speaker was Thatcher from Mercer University. In the semifinal rounds there in the JV division, it was Mercer, Thatcher, and Dykes 3-0 over Georgia, Brockton, Buttigieg. Georgetown, Hammer, and Folio were winners on a 2-1 decision over South Carolina, Bethel, and Patel. So in the final round, it was Mercer, TD, against Georgetown, HF, and the winner was Mercer on a 2-1 decision. Dan Fitzmeyer was the most preferred judge in the judging pool there, being rated an A by 100% of the people filling out preference sheets, and everybody filled them out. And in other news from the tournament, Dr. Kerry Crenshaw of the University of Alabama was the winner of the National Pelham Coach of the Year Award, and more about that later.
All right, let's move back to the West Coast for the Fresno University tournament. First tournament we have this week, which has a novice division, in which the semifinals pitted Cal Poly and Santa Rosa. Cal Poly won that round. Another semifinal pitted Santa Rosa versus Chico State, and Santa Rosa won that. That set up a final of Cal Poly versus Santa Rosa, and Cal Poly won that round. In the junior division at Fresno, the College of Eastern Utah beat Chico in one semi, and then also beat Chico in the second semi, which led to a final of the College of Eastern Utah closing out the tournament.
Continuing their dominance.
Continuing their dominance over the West Coast. Now, in the open division, in quarters, Berkeley won a round over Cal Poly, Bakersfield beat San Diego State, Berkeley beat Chico State, and San Francisco State beat Chico State. In the semis, Bakersfield beat Berkeley, and Berkeley beat San Francisco State. And that set up a final of Berkeley versus Bakersfield, with Berkeley triumphing. Now, we don't have complete results for this tournament, but as the speaker awards and the names of the people come through to the listserv, they will be posted on the webpage. Now, back to you for Western Washington.
Western Washington, they have a scrimmage tournament. Looks like they're, from the results that I see, that they just had six rounds in one division. The top speakers out of the Northwest, what's cooking? Who are the future competitors and stars from the Northwest we have to worry about? In 10th place, Michael Lefebvre of the University of Puget Sound. 9th, Aaron Kaiser from the University of Oregon. 8th speaker, Julie Pitt from Western Washington. 7, Courtney Garter from Whitman. 6, Chris Losnegard from Gonzaga. 5, Emily Kondo from Whitman College. 4th, Amy Culling from Lewis and Clark College. 2nd, Jared Hager from Lewis and Clark. 2nd, Jared was 3rd. Nick Hesterberg from Lewis and Clark College was 2nd, and I see 3 World Debate Institute students there in a row.
Yeah.
In 4, 3, 2, and 1. And the top speaker, no surprise, big star from the Northwest, Jessica Clark from Whitman College. Here are the top 8 teams at that scrimmage. In 8th place, Western Washington, Brina Forney and Ross McDonald, they were 4-2. 7th, Gonzaga University, Serena Gordon and Chris Losnegard, also 4-2. 6th, University of Puget Sound, Michael Gilbrow and Michael Lefebvre, they were 4-2. 5th place, and now breaking into the 5-1 records, Whitman College, Thad Blank and Brian Simmons. 4th place, Gonzaga University, Billy Schroeder and Beth Weirman. 3rd place, Lewis and Clark, Jared Hager and Oliva Sayer. 2nd place, Lewis and Clark, Amy Culling and Nick Hesterberg. And 1st place, once again, no surprise, Whitman College, Jessica Clark and Charles Olney. Congratulations to Kelly McDonald in Western Washington for running up early scrimmage.
All right, Johnson County Community College also hosted their Sunflower Debate Tournament this weekend. In the JV semifinals, University of Central Oklahoma FB advanced over the University of Central Oklahoma JM. In the other semifinal, the one that was actually debated, William Jewell BG on a 3-0 advanced over Emporia State DC. That set up a JV final of William Jewell BG versus UCO FB. And William Jewell won that round on a 3-0. Congratulations to William Jewell. The JV speakers, or 5, were recognized. Stephen Foster from Central Oklahoma was 5th. Chris Valencia from Central Oklahoma was 4th. Chris Roberts from Southwest Missouri was 3rd. We don't have a first name. Gerard from William Jewell was 2nd. And first speaker at the JV division of the Sunflower Debates was Mindy Baucus of William Jewell. Now, the open division, they cleared to octafinals, setting up the first octafinal round was KU, Kansas University MM over UMKC WG. Southwest Missouri State University advanced over another Southwest Missouri State University team, HW is the team going on. KSU NR advanced over Fort Hays RR. on a 2-1. Emporia State advanced over Wichita OH on a 2-1. North Texas HS on a 2-1 over Sam Houston WS. William Jewell DP advanced over William Jewell HL. Another William Jewell closeout of a round. Southwest Texas MT on a 2-1 over Kansas State GS. And North Texas GT 2-1 over Wichita State GS. Sounds like some hard-fought quarter.
Yes. Yeah, really.
Octafinals.
Right, almost all 2-1.
All 2-1.
Well, they don't know too much about the topic yet.
Yeah. That set up the quarterfinal rounds of North Texas HS winning over William Jewell DP on a 3-0. Southwest Texas winning on a 3-0 over North Texas GG. Kansas won on a 3-0 over Southwest Missouri State. And Emporia State SM won on a 3-0 over Kansas State NR. Seems like the team's got things together more for that round.
Yep.
Now, that set up a semifinals of Kansas winning over Emporia State on a 3-0 and North Texas winning over Southwest Texas on a 3-0. That set up a final round for which we don't have results yet, but if you stay tuned to the webpage, I'm sure you will get them as soon as we have them, of North Texas HS versus Kansas MM.
Maybe the judges are still deliberating.
It could be. Maybe
they're calling for cards.
Yeah, reading all of them. The top 10 speakers in the varsity division, number 10 from Emporia State was Luke Simmons. Number 9 from North Texas was Holly Fortner. Number 8 from North Texas was John Hines. Number 7 from Fort Hays State was Jason Reschnay. Number 6 from North Texas was Scott Brett. Number 5 from Southwest Texas was Sean Tiffy. Number 4 from North Texas was Jason Sykes. Number 3 from Kansas was R.J. Melman. Number 2 from Kansas was David Magriel. And the number 1 speaker at this year's Johnson County Community College Tournament was Shannon Holland of Wichita State.
Interesting that there were top speakers at a bunch of different tournaments and then so few were women, and then so few top speakers at the UNI tournament, which was the biggest tournament.
Right.
That were women.
But well, otherwise, it seems like there have been a lot of women represented in the final rounds.
Right.
And
being top speakers. Here's the results from the Middle Tennessee State tournament. It was held in 3 strong divisions, and it looks like they had another great tournament. In the open division, which broke the semis, it was Towson BJ over Florida IS on a 3-0 decision. That's a hero. And in the other semis, it was McNeese State MTSU Hybrid over Arkansas State TT on a 3-0 decision. That has set up the final round with McNeese MTSU winning a 2-1 decision over Towson. Here's the top 10 speakers in the open division from Middle Tennessee. Number 10 is Bittner from Towson. Number 9 is Jackson from Towson. Number 8 is Braich from Vanderbilt. Number 7, Holland from McNeese. Number 6 is Carroll from Emory. Number 5 is Smith from Florida. Number 4 is Rosen from Vanderbilt. Number 3 is Willis from Arkansas State. Number 2 is Jordan from Clemson. And the top speaker is Itzkowitz from Florida. Another WDI graduate. In the junior varsity division, there are 22 teams, all the 4-2s cleared, and from quarters on, the results look like this. Southeast Louisiana SS defeating Arkansas State 2-1. Idaho State, here they come. CT over Alabama GJ on a 2-1 decision. Louisiana State University SH over Alabama BB on a 3-0 decision. And Idaho State BD over the Southeast Louisiana HM, that's by a 3-0 decision. That set up the semifinal round in the junior varsity division at Mitsu, where Southeast Louisiana SS defeated Idaho State 2-1, and Idaho State BD defeated Louisiana State University 3-0. The final round in that division, Idaho State BD defeated Southeast Louisiana SS 2-1, and congratulations to those teams. Here's the junior varsity speakers for the Mitsu tournament. Number 10 is Phelps from Alabama. Number 9 is Sands from Tennessee. Number 8 is LaCour from Alabama. Number 7 is Prince from Arkansas State. Number 6, McCullough from Marshall. Number 5 is Cole from Idaho State. Number 4 is Bunch from Idaho State. Number the third speaker is Banks from Alabama. Now the second speaker is LaPointe from Arkansas State, and the top speaker from the University of Alabama, Johnny Jester, and congratulations to him. And I've got to say, there's more WDI students at the top there.
Yeah.
In the novice division, what a strong novice division, and congratulations to Mitsu for having that. They had 27 teams. From quarters on, it goes like this. Southeast Louisiana FG over Vanderbilt TW on a 3-0 decision. Vanderbilt CD over Alabama MP by 2-1. And Alabama PS was the winner over Morehouse. Good to see them. FL, a 2-1 decision. There's a swing team from Marshall and Webster, HC, that didn't stop them from being successful over Arkansas Tech, AA, by a 3-0 decision. Setting up the semifinal round in the novice division, Southeast Louisiana FG over Vanderbilt CD, 3-0. And Alabama PS triumphed over the Marshall Webster HC swing team by a 3-0 decision. That's up the final round of Southeast Louisiana FG meeting Alabama PS for the tournament championship, and it was Southeast Louisiana winning on a 3-0 decision. Top speakers in that novice division, and check out the Arkansas Tech students probably are learning how to speak. Listen to this. Number 10, Scott from Alabama. Number 9, Anderson from Arkansas Tech. Number 8, Klassen from Capital. Number 7, Dockery from Vanderbilt. Number 6, Keller from Arkansas Tech. Number 5, Lowry from Morehouse. Number 4, Snyder from Arkansas Tech. Number 3, Ackerley from Vanderbilt. The second speaker was Gunther from Southeast Louisiana, another WDI product, and the top speaker from where else? Arkansas Tech was Atkinson. Special mention to Arkansas, the Tech students doing well, and Arkansas State, and one of our favorite coaches, Gordy Miller, got a team to Elims in all three divisions and then lost them all. But he's making progress.
But he's making progress.
What's the next results?
Finally, we go back to the East for Kings, or finally for me, you have one next.
I've got a recent release.
All right. We're going to start with Kings with the quarterfinal results in novice, though it broke to double octafinal. You can find the complete results on the webpage. The quarterfinal results from novice in the Kings University tournament, West Virginia HG defeated Clarion MO, Liberty CO defeated Cornell DW, Cornell DS defeated Liberty BJ, Catholic FS advanced over Catholic MO. In the semifinal rounds of novice at Kings, Catholic FS defeated West Virginia HJ and Cornell DS defeated Liberty CO, setting up a final round between Cornell and Catholic in which Cornell was triumphant. Now, so the top 10 novice speakers, starting with number 10, Kat Schell from the University of Pittsburgh. Number 9, Daniel Verney from Catholic University. Number 8, Annapurna Singh from Cornell. Number 7, Christine Pham from Catholic. Number 6, Maurice Dozing from Cornell. Number 5, Susanna Cox from Liberty. Number 4, Scott O'Donnell from Clarion. Number 3, Lara Douglas from Cornell. And number 2, Courtney Morton from Clarion. The top speaker in this year's novice division at Kings was Paul Wenzel of Cornell. They also had a junior varsity division, which was also quite large. Again, starting at double octafinals, we will begin the results at quarters. Liberty CM defeated Catholic WD, John Carroll defeated Liberty MN, New York GD defeated Pittsburgh HL, Catholic SL defeated Pittsburgh SW. That set up the following semifinal rounds. Liberty CM defeated Catholic SL, and New York GD defeated John Carroll BC. For a final round of New York GD over Liberty CM, we don't have a decision, or we don't have a number on the decision, but New York defeated Liberty.
NYU.
Now, the junior varsity speakers begin with number 10, Joe Schaft from Binghamton University, number 9, Katie McGovern from Liberty, 8, Veronica Finkelstein from Penn State University, number 7, John Marks from Binghamton, number 6, David Cooper from Liberty, number 5, Tony Polifino from Catholic, number 4, Angela Nelson from Liberty, the 3rd is Patrick Waldinger from Catholic, the 2nd is Rebecca Meteor from Liberty, and the first speaker in the junior varsity division is Luke O'Donnell of Catholic. Finally, there was also a varsity division. Starting with the quarterfinals in varsity, Catholic DW defeated John Carroll DS, Penn State CL defeated George Mason AH, Pittsburgh CD defeated Boston College FL, James Madison DW defeated Catholic LS. Semifinal rounds, Catholic DW defeated James Madison BW, Pittsburgh CD defeated Penn State CL, and in the final round, Pittsburgh CD defeated Catholic BW. Now, the Varsity Division also had 10 top speakers. We'll first recognize Matt Levandusky from Penn State University. Number 9 is John Schwartz from George Washington. Number 8 is Ivan Susick from Catholic. Number 7, John Willeman from James Madison. Number 6, Ben Sobocall from John Carroll. Number 5, Carson Cashman from Pittsburgh. Number 4, Casey Lowe from Trinity. Number 3, Barry Harzoff from George Mason. Second is John Ross from Liberty. And the top speaker in this year's King's Tournament is Jamara Atwood from George Mason. Congratulations to all of the speakers and debaters at King's. It was nice to see the East out in full force this weekend. And now you have a tournament for us from
just in, 3:15 a.m. today, October 1st, the results of the Kentucky Round Robin. I think it's the 28th annual University of Kentucky Round Robin, where a small number of elite teams are invited to slug it out before the Kentucky tournament. And here are the results in the team race. They have a win, place, and show. Finishing third in the show position, Michigan State, Donald and Monick. Finishing in the place position, second is Emory, Lupo, and Horowitz. And winning is the University of Michigan, Scannapieco, and Podelsky. In the speakers race, third speaker was Mike Eber from Kansas. Second speaker was Jean-Paul Lupo from Emory. And the top speaker was Chris Podelsky from the University of Michigan.
All right, that's the result. Usually we're certainly not going to have that many results.
No, no, hopefully
it was
not.
An active weekend when everyone got out.
Yep.
So that moves us on to the news. And we have two big stories for you this week. I think that the first is that Ryan Ferracino, better known to some of you as Sparky, a two-time NDP champion, quit debate this weekend with the Post to E-Debate. Though I don't want to comment on Ryan's reasons for quitting debate, I do think that it is always news when a two-time NDP champion with eligibility returning quits the activity. And I think that one of the things that it shows us is that any prognostication you do at the beginning of the year can never be predicted toward the end of the year, because people will have personal issues in their lives, and we need to remember that the year will unfold as it unfolds.
Right, right. And debate meets people's personal needs, and when it doesn't meet your personal needs and it's not doing what you want, and you've gotten out of it what you want, then it's time to move on to new experiences, and I really want to salute Mr. Sparacino for that. But with all due respect, I don't think it's the big story of the week. I think the big story of the week is that Kerry Crenshaw of the University of Alabama was named the Glenn Pelham National Coach of the Year, and she received the award at the University of South Carolina tournament, richly deserved. David Berube gave a very interesting and funny speech about the pain cage she has in the debate office, where you have to speed read, and when you're not clear enough and not fast enough, she shoots you with a super soaker. Or tributes to her persuasive ability in noting that she was able to convince the Open Society Institute that Tuscaloosa, Alabama was an urban area. I thought that was great. And I think Carrie has been the president of the Cross-Examination Debate Association. She's been very active in writing, publishing. She's been a very strong advocate for issues that are important to her in the academic debate activity. And I think this reward is richly deserved. And congratulations, Carrie. You're very important in our activity. If you want more information, you can always look on Debate Central, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we want to move on to the discussion of North Korean uncertainty now?
Well, I think we're almost out of time, but I think there are a couple of observations that we can make about the way the season started. It seemed to me that teams don't have generic negative strategies, rather they have country-specific strategies. That's really the way things are going, because it's really hard to make a generic argument stick when you're talking about things like Cuba or North Korea or Syria. And that was one thing I noticed. I know you were lucky enough to watch two final rounds in this last weekend, and what did you notice?
I noticed, very similar to what you're saying, that people have country-specific strategies, but within those country-specific strategies, a main part of both negative strategies in the final round seem to be plan-inclusive, counter-plan. Emory, you ran a plan-inclusive, counter-plan to exclude tobacco from Cuba against Alabama, and the Herders from USC, domination team, ran a counter-plan that excluded or that consulted with NATO. And I think that both those teams won, and I think that it shows that the fear of plan-inclusive, counter-plan at the beginning of the year may very well be coming true, but that the response from the community that had said they were going to reject them has not come true. So vote for the plan of losing counterpoint. They will be all right.
In a debate near you.
Yes.
I think we're about out of time.
I think we are, Keith. Well, join us on the next show when we wrap up another set of tournaments and hopefully have more chance to engage in the discussion. You'll be able to find copies of this show on the Debate Central Broadcast Center, and you'll also be able to find all the news that we read today on the Debate Central Broadcast News section as well. For now, that's it for this week and for this show. Anything you want to say before we go?
Yep, keep on debating.
Yep, keep on debating.